We cover many serious issues in this podcast. This discussion may contain reference to domestic violence, sexual violence, violence against children, suicide, drug use, or graphic depictions of death or dead bodies. It is not suitable for all audiences.
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries Rewind, two friends get together to discuss episodes of their favorite television show, Unsolved Mysteries. Will they find answers? Will anyone care? You may be able to solve a mystery.
You are listening to a very special mini episode of Unsolved Mysteries Rewind. We have very special guests with us, Anthony, aka Sherlock Holmes, aka Crime Blogger 1983. You may remember us talking about him in the Tammy Lynn Lampert episode. He did so much research, and we are very happy to have him on here tonight. Anthony, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking the time, man. Whenever I was doing any type of research for the Tammy Lynn Leopard situation, I don't really know what to call it, the case, your name would definitely pop up time and time again. And I'm just curious, how long have you done the research for this particular case?
Hardcore research, probably around 6 years, but I've been following that case since I was a kid, basically, since Unsolved Mysteries. So,
wow.
Yeah, well, it definitely shows the research was so thorough. And you reached out to us after we had recorded this, and I've actually used your information and cited you in future episodes coming up. But we just wanted to ask you about Tammy Lynn. Is there anything that we got wrong on the podcast?
I don't think we got too many things. I'm kidding.
No, actually, I think you guys did a pretty good job. I don't recall of anything incorrectly talked about. No.
Is there anything that you think that maybe we overlooked, or maybe something you could add to the entire, you know, conversation?
The one thing that comes to mind was they lived in Rockledge, Tammy and Linda, but they were living in the home of Wing Flanagan. They didn't have their own residence. So that's interesting.
Yeah, in the Unsolved Mysteries, they said that Wing was living with them, but it sounds like they were living with him.
Yeah, the Unsolved Mysteries segment's kind of strange, because when I talked to Tammy's sister about it, she said that Linda wanted complete control over the segment. She wanted to basically control how the story flowed through the segment, so it was really strange.
Yeah, Wing seemed like to be kind of an interesting character. I know that he went into independent film, and I don't know if he's so open to talking about this. It's a traumatic case, so I'm not really sure if something like this were to happen to me and my name was out there publicly, I'm not sure how I would personally feel about it either.
Yeah, I mean, I tried reaching out to him. He didn't respond to me. I know that they were close from what I was told from Tammy's sister. They were pretty close. But I know this case, of all the cases that I've done, this case attracts the most weirdos I've ever seen. So that could be part of the reason, too.
Now, why do you think that is? Do you think it purely is because this is a beautiful girl and her just very photogenic and it appeals on that level?
Probably. She's a model and she was an up and coming, you know, actress. So, and she's really pretty. So I guess it's really easy she can catch your eye. Even today, I mean, she's really pretty. Even looking back in, you know, pictures and stuff, she's really pretty even today. So it's probably part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. She definitely seems to have like a light behind her eyes too. Like she seems like the kind of person that would just envelop you. And I think we have slightly found the same thing that a lot of people really have this case on their mind. Now, I know that you wanted to kind of address the crazy days and nights blind item theory about, like, Paul Land and cocaine deals and stuff like that.
Yeah, but, I mean, I didn't really take that seriously. When that came out, somebody sent me the link, and I just kind of read it. And I think that site's basically just an entertainment site anyway. I didn't put much of anything behind it. I know that one of her sisters thinks that there's a good possibility that there was some kind of nefarious characters involved in her disappearance. And, you know, I didn't really come across any information like that. I know Linda said something similar in the Unsolved Mystery segment and so on, but anything that Linda said regarding the case is I always took with a grain of salt because, you know, I don't want to disparage her character. She's deceased and all, but, you know, she wasn't the nicest, most trustworthy person in the world.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you say that she wanted to control the Unsolved Mystery segment so much. One would think that if your child was missing, you'd want all the information to be out there and not have this kind of like shiny veneer over it. So it just seems like poor Tammy was just taken advantage of and just used by so many people in her life.
Yeah, especially her mom. Basically, Tammy was her meal ticket. She lived off Tammy. Mm-hmm. And Tammy had a rough upbringing from what I've been told. Linda was pretty abusive as a mom, both physically and mentally abusive. So Tammy had a rough growing up.
Now, is there any evidence that the abuse happened, or is this something that's more speculation?
No, I talked to one of her sisters, and she said, I think part of it came from the way Linda was raised, too. I guess from what I heard, Linda didn't have the best upbringing either. So, you know, that kind of trickles down when you have that kind of stuff happen. But she gave me an example of one time she got mad at. She ended up picking up a butter knife and throwing it across the room towards her. So,
oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah. I've certainly thrown things at my 12-year-old, but I'm joking, of course. But it's but, you know, having a mother who's raising you in this type of what is that called? The pageantry
society.
Yeah, the stage mom thing. We hear stories like this. We hear terrible stories, and we hear stories that aren't like that. I just want to make it clear that we don't really have any concrete evidence that there was any type of abuse going on, but it does tend to align with that lifestyle. Just to kind of cover our own butts, but why would you lie about something like that? Not you, but why would they make up something like that?
Right. And she kind of alluded to it in the Unsolved Mystery segment Linda did. She kind of slipped up because I know she wanted control over it. But at one point she says something to the effect of, even if she was missing or she was gone, she would still call me to cuss me out or something, even if it was just to cuss me out or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. So that kind of tells you that their relationship was rocky.
Interesting.
There's another story I was told by Debbie that they had. And some way or another, Linda had volunteered Debbie and Tammy to go to this party. I'm not sure exactly what the function was or why they were supposed to go there. But basically, it was Tammy and her friend. For Tammy's friend, her and her friend did, not Debbie. But Debbie told me the story. Mm-hmm. But they went to this party, and basically there's a lot of people there that were, you know, government and local government and so on. And I guess they expected Tammy to do certain things for them. And Tammy was not aware of that, you know.
Right. Maybe she had a role in the party that she wasn't aware of.
Exactly. And she was also underage at this point, which is really.
Mm-hmm. How old was she?
She was 18 when she disappeared, which is another reason why the police probably haven't taken it seriously.
But I mean, at the party, she was 17?
Yeah, she would have been 16 or 17, somewhere around there.
Wow.
Well, it's definitely in line with a lot of things we hear about Hollywood. There's a lot of things, you know, of course, that have come out in the past couple of years. The Me Too movement and with Weinstein and Epstein, we hear all types of these kind of stories. And as a matter of fact, when she's talking about her paranoia, it definitely, when they were describing the paranoia that she had after coming back from, I believe, the Scarface shoot, It definitely was in line with something that I was watching that's on the ID channel in reference to Epstein. And it just seems as though the paranoia from these young girls seems to be very, very similar. So there has to be something there. I'm not saying Epstein had his, you know, hands in this particular scenario, but there's definitely this controlling aspect of Hollywood and the abuse of young girls. And probably and was as well.
Sometimes mothers looking the other way to get their kids ahead.
You know, in the book Godfather, I forget the the name of the book that it's based on, there's an entire scene about this where, you know, the abuse of a young child is like right in there. It didn't make it to the movie, but it's in the book. And, you know, it's something that we all know exists. It's just for whatever reason, nobody's doing anything about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's sad that, you know, she would possibly be a part of that, you know, and she mistakenly ended up in the middle of it. And for whatever reason, it ended up being a public story. You know, we all know about it and we're still talking about it.
Now, can I ask you, Anthony, do you have any party that thinks maybe she's still alive and out there and just ran away from this situation?
Yeah, there's a couple of people that grew up with her or that were hired by the mom as stagehands. I won't mention one of their names, but that is a real flake. But he thinks she's still alive, and he says that he saw her at Keith's residence supposedly after the date she was reported missing. But I don't really put a whole lot of this guy's just a maniac, but he goes on every post of Tammy, and pretty much he tried to troll me one time, and then I sent him. He figured out that didn't work real well, so he left me alone. But
well, we look forward to hearing from him.
Yeah, he's a different character. But I will say though that when I first started really researching this, I didn't think there was any possibility that she would have left, you know, of her own accord. But I'm a little more open to it now. I'm not saying that, you know, that's the best scenario, but I'm a little more open to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's important, especially as someone who has investigated it as in depth as you have, to keep an open mind. But just so we can point people in the right direction, if you guys want to see the resources that Anthony has acquired, the people he's talked with, everything that you could possibly imagine about Tammy Lynn Leppert, crimeblogger1983.blogspot.com is his blog. And Tammy Lynn is one of the many, many missing persons that he compiles and researches and investigates, and I just wanted to give credit where credit's due because you seem to really put a lot into this.
What's next for you? What is the next case that you're kind of working on, or even if you can disclose it?
Oh well, I'm kind of in the middle of a whole bunch. I don't do just one at a time. I end up juggling multiple. So I'm doing a post on Martha Jean Lambert for a friend. She disappeared in Florida. And I've got so many cases that I've wrote up that I haven't finished yet. I've got kind of this ADD thing going, so I'll stop and I'll go back to it and so on. But I'm always working multiple.
Yeah, I mean, especially when it comes to these type of cases, as time goes on, things do reveal themselves more and more. I mean, if you put this on the back burner for 5 years, I'm sure there'll be something. Even if it's something minor, something will reveal itself.
I would like to think so, but it's been pretty stagnant over the last... Yeah, I mean, not many people are willing to talk, not even the inner circle. I know I've got a friend that is friends with Rick Adams, which was her best friend, but and she's talked to him off and on. I talked to him once, and I was supposed to set up an interview to talk to him, but he never followed through on it. So, you know, I mean, it's hard getting people to talk. Even the people that I've actually reached out to that have grown up with her that aren't mentioned, really, that you really have to dig to find the names, they all think that she is still alive. That, you know, that you're trying to get information from them about it. It's really strange. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you have to kind of be curious. I mean, as a young girl who grew up seemingly wanting to be famous. And if she is still out there, she has a cult following or, you know, that exists. She must be aware of that if she were to be hypothetically alive right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would think, though, if she was still out there at some point, I mean, a lot of the friends that the police interviewed said that she was having trouble at home and she just wanted to leave home. Mm-hmm. And since Linda Curtis passed away, I think it was in 1995 or so on, it's been such a long time that you think she would have eventually, if she wanted to get away from her, she would eventually came out after that and said, hey, I'm fine, you know. But maybe she just likes being away. Maybe she got into something deep. I don't know. I personally don't think that's the case, but like I said, I'm a little more open to it than I was at the beginning.
And so we're kind of new to this podcast game, but I understand that you have an evidentiary podcast. Do you want to just tell us what that's about?
Yeah, well, it's kind of rough at the moment. We don't even have a schedule set up. Me and my partner, Leslie, she runs Unsolved Appalachia, and it's unsolvedappalachia.org, if I remember correctly. But me and her, we're kind of the same way. We go long periods of time where we need breaks because we get so deep into it. So we don't have a set schedule of when we release episodes, but we do. We just, our latest episode we're editing right now is actually Tammy. So I don't know when that'll be out, but yeah, it's available on Podbean and Apple and I think a few others, but it's not, with something we do as a side project. We're not really heavily into it because we're doing our own research on cases, but yeah, it's available.
Well, we'll put a link to everything in the show notes, of course. I definitely think that the work that you do is absolutely worthwhile, and it's something that Kim and I have both referred to so often. You haven't even heard it yet. We've recorded a couple other things where we kind of mention you. So in the future, if you continue listening, you'll hear
your name
mentioned time and time again.
And just one more time, just for people at home who are listening, that is crimeblogger1983.blogspot.com. And it is such thorough, good information. I highly recommend the website.
And
thank you.
So what else? I mean, do you have any other projects on the back burner that you're going to push out? Or is it really just focusing on each one of these investigations?
You know, I'd like to branch out into other things. I'm kind of flirting with the idea of a YouTube channel, but I'm not really sure because I don't know if I have the energy to do that. If I'm doing something like that, I want to be able to put my full energy into it. So
it's such a struggle.
Oh my God, it is. Like, especially since the majority of the time, like the writing that I do is probably, I spend the least amount of time writing than I do, you know, talking to people or investigating or tracking down people to talk to. I mean, I don't spend a whole lot of time writing, actually. It's more of just, you know, investigating, talking to people, and doing research and so on. So, but I don't even have enough time to write. So I don't know if there's going to be anything other right at the moment, but it's always a possibility.
Well, Anthony, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. We're looking forward to following all the work that you're continuing to do, especially your future episode about Tammy Lynn. I call her Tammy Lynn. I feel like I'm friends with her. That's the problem. We're not.
No, that happens when you get close to cases or when you research them, you start feeling like you're part of it. So yeah, that's not weird at all.
And I just have to say, I think that the reporting that you do is so unbiased. I know that you really kind of help hold police departments' feet to the fire when it comes to this kind of stuff. So just on behalf of missing people, like, thank you for what you're doing. You're really getting a lot of people out there, people I've never heard of. And I think you're just doing a great job. So keep it up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on. I really enjoyed your podcast. I binge listened to all the episodes in one day, so it was really good.
That means so much to us, right?
Seriously. Thank you so much.
No, you guys, I was burned out on podcasts. So I started listening to yours, so I got back into it. So.
Well, thank you so much. We are leaving here with bigger
heads. No, let him go on. He can continue talking about these nice things. No, Anthony, seriously, it's really a pleasure to speak with you. We have the utmost respect for your work. And we really look forward to seeing what else you bring to the forefront.